way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
It's true. I hate you.
It's not surprising, actually.
I picked that song for a reason.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a club for that.
There's a club?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of members in that club, too.
Is it a members-only thing?
Yep.
Your brothers used to have members-only stuff, I bet. They seem like members-only kind of guys.
No.
Really?
Well, so I'm going to tell you something really funny. I think my brother Len actually has a
Is the original
only.
Member?
No, I think he might be, but I think he actually owns a members-only jacket right now.
So why did I say when your brothers own them, you're like, no?
Well, because you're referring back to like the 80s? When
yes,
they were really popular?
Early 80s probably, yeah.
Yeah, but my two older brothers were kind of past that at that stage. They weren't youngins then anymore.
Yeah, but they were probably trying to be hip. They were probably still getting perms and whatnot. See?
No, not at that stage.
Part their hair in the middle and perm it? I bet you they were.
No. Oh,
did they need a permit to perm it?
Maybe. You should look that up.
Welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast, everybody. It's episode 31.
Yep.
We'll have to come up with a catchy name for this one, as we always do.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
For those of you that don't know, my name is Carol.
Yes, and I'm Joe, also known as Party Boob and Sausage.
Bringing it back, yeah.
Oh, it's coming back.
Yeah.
Your brother on Facebook, because I did have my birthday this past weekend. Thank you very much, everybody. If you are listening and wish me happy birthday, thank you.
If you didn't, go to hell.
No, that's fine. I don't expect people to do that. But your brother did on the post that you, when you said happy birthday, he said happy birthday, Sausage.
There you go. See, it's stuck.
Weird. It's stuck. All right. I've lived my whole life wanting to be called Sausage, and it's finally happening.
Well, after it's better than being called years. You could be the one they call Party Boob.
Yeah, well, I could be called that too. I'm fat still. I got to finish losing weight.
Oh,
here.
Stop.
I got to lose more weight.
How's that going?
It's okay. This weekend really kind of fucked me a little bit because it was a birthday and Valentine's Day. So
That's
we had an awesome dinner. We went to the Old Orchard Inn. Is that in East Aurora technically?
Yes.
Okay. So the outs, like the far edge of East Aurora.
Yeah.
Right. Which is, it's a great restaurant. We enjoy it. We go there every now and then, but it's also where we got married.
Yes, it is. It's a nice, it's a cozy little place.
Yeah, it's a nice place. So we went there, had an awesome dinner. And after that, we went to Taste in East Aurora, which is like a coffee
cafe kind of place.
And I had peanut butter cheesecake.
That's okay. That might have been good, but it was not as good as my chocolate cheesecake.
Probably fucking delicious, yes. Because mine was so good.
It was very
oh my god
decadent.
So we had that on Saturday, and then Sunday was Valentine's Day. And even though we went running. We'll talk about that in a second. Even though, we ate pretty well on Saturday, Sunday for Valentine's, we got Chinese food.
Yeah, but Chinese food's not that bad.
I know, and I had chicken broccoli and
I mean,
some
other than
veggies,
being,
but...
I mean, yes, it can be high in sodium, right?
Right. It is high in sodium.
Yeah. I mean, it's not horrible.
No. I'm just saying it's more...
It's just
it
rice
was more
and veggies
than we
for the most
eat
part. Yeah.
Normally.
True.
So...
One really cool part I do want to say when we were at dinner on Saturday at the Old Orchard
Inn,
it is in a rural area. There were many patrons that drive their snowmobiles there.
Oh, yeah.
When we left, there were 9 snowmobiles
yes,
sitting outside. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I want to have a snowmobile that I can ride to dinner some night.
You can do that. You'll be by yourself because I don't want a snowmobile.
I don't know why.
It's
they
just
seem
fun
so much fun.
It doesn't look fun.
How does it not look fun?
Because you end up hitting like a rut. You go flying off of it. You die.
And you land on what? Snow?
You go like
no.
Sonny Bono treatment and you end up running into a tree or something like that like he did skiing. It's
sure.
Happen. That's why you don't mess with it. Don't bother.
Okay,
don't
that's fine.
I
will meet you.
Hurt.
Let me know what time the reservations are, and I will meet you there on my snowmobile.
Yeah, is that an Indian joke saying reservations? Oh, neat. Racist. Well?
I think you're the racist one for thinking that.
Why? Because I'm defending my people?
Your people? You mean your pinky toe.
Doesn't matter. Who's registered as an Indian with the federal government? This guy. A couple of my aunts are moving from Arizona to Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Or Tahlequah? I don't know how you pronounce it even. Doesn't matter. But that's like the where the Cherokee Nation is headquartered. So they've left Arizona. One of them already has. The other one is going to shortly.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh, I just assumed you saw them on Facebook too or something. I don't know.
No, I'm not friends with them on Facebook.
No, well, I'm not friends with them at all. But
so then
I just
how would
know.
I see it?
No, I know. But yeah, they're moving out that way.
Why?
I don't know.
All right.
But Sherry, who's moving there now, got caught driving there in all that snow and shit like that.
Oh, jeez.
Well, the hell of a time to move.
Yeah,
they're fine.
I can see why you'd leave Arizona, because Arizona
for Oklahoma?
It has scorpions. Dude. That in and of itself would make me never live there.
Okay, Oklahoma has poisonous snakes.
Okay.
So does Arizona, though. Rattlesnakes
right.
are in the mountains.
Like, there's like every poisonous creature in the world lives in Arizona.
But Oklahoma's like Tornado Alley, and it's humid as shit. It's that southwest garbage weather.
Don't care about the humidity, man.
Oh,
bring it
yeah.
on.
I'd rather be in Arizona where it's super hot and not humid than be there. But nevertheless. Mm-mm. Yeah, how about
scorpions,
that storm,
man?
The whole, like, the West is getting slammed. Or the South, I should say. South and Southwest. And
yeah, I read an article really quick. It was just a headline. I didn't actually click on it and read it because I thought it was really sad. But, like, a bunch of animals at the zoo died. Like,
yeah.
Chimpanzees and monkeys and all kinds of stuff. What the hell are they doing?
They're dying.
Like, who left them out there? Who was responsible for the primates? Why were they left to die in the cold?
Was it just primates? Are you saying?
I think
like
the art. I think the headline
racist?
Was primarily like the animals they listed were all like different kinds of primates.
Oh, what the fuck, man!
Yeah,
maybe because they assumed they were warm blooded, they could figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh well, that sucks.
Well, the power went out, so I don't know if they thought they'd still be okay in the monkey house. I don't know.
The monkey house. Yes, move on. I don't know where you're going with that.
No, I'm not. That's exactly where I'm going. It was the monkeys. They were chimpanzees.
Call it the primate house.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sure.
The
that
monkey
building,
house.
Yeah, the whole thing is just, I don't understand. And I don't understand why their power grid's going out. I don't
I guess
it.
Some of the thing with the power grid is there's a lot of reliance on solar power. And because of the snow and ice... Seriously, yeah. No,
is that really?
Yeah, and windmills too, which are frozen. So the green energy sources of like solar and windmill stuff are being rather negatively impacted by that. Not that that's the only thing, you know, that they have for energy source, but I think a lot of the grid is based off of those two sources. So with the ice, with it freezing, snow, all that stuff, it's making those things just basically unusable.
There was... I don't remember her name. She was an official somewhere in Texas, whoever it was.
Judge Judy.
No, I think she may have been a judge, but...
Oh, see, I'm half right.
But she was just saying that it was due to the high demand, that the... Having something to do with the power production went down... And the demand went up and...
Well, yeah, the production would go down if windmills and solar stuff
yeah,
aren't
I guess.
Working.
So why would they not have a backup for that?
Oh, I don't know. This is not my area of expertise by far. But also, too, I mean, like around here, you know, even if the power goes out, most of us are fueled as far as heaters, furnaces, and boilers by gas. So you don't
right.
necessarily rely on the electricity. Although I should say for a furnace, you need some electricity for it to run. But I mean, like a lot of houses have boilers too, which can still circulate hot water even if, you know,
right.
stuff's going
but
on.
But isn't there...
No, maybe
isn't,
that's not right. Nevertheless, either way, they're screwed out there, yeah.
Yeah.
I Dummies. Think I'm talking out of my ass completely.
But I don't know. I feel bad for. I mean, we're up here laughing, going for real, people.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. Well, I'll say funny in quotation marks. That this morning we were watching the news, and you know this, it's really hit Texas, whatever last day or something like that. And it says, you know, an NBC News kind of led with the storm in Texas has turned deadly, which made it seem like you know people are dropping off left and right, and all they referred to was one man who slipped on the ice and died. And so, I mean, not to take away from this poor guy's death, but, you know, they led with that headline to make it seem like this storm is just knocking people off. It's like it's a fucking sniper in a tower.
They came up with something else. Yeah, that wasn't a good follow-up.
Like, ooh, come on, really? That one dude? Sorry, dude, but, you know.
If you didn't know, ice is slippery.
Ice is slippery, and you got to watch your step.
Yes.
Throw down some salt.
Yeah, they probably don't have that kind of salt down there.
What kind of salt do they have? Pink salt? Himalayan salt?
They probably just have Himalayan. They're probably all out there with their little cardboard containers of table salt.
Mortons. The lady in the rain jacket with the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because that's all I have.
All right. Well, they should try using it.
Right?
Maybe it'll work.
I don't know if it'll work quite as well, though.
I don't know, but that's too bad.
I don't know. It was 5 o'clock. It was 5 degrees this morning when we woke up. That was That was cold. Gonna be honest.
5 degrees of separation.
Of coldness.
Of Kevin Bacon.
And this
cooking
is
bacon. I wish we had bacon. Ooh.
Ooh, no.
This weekend we're gonna make bacon?
Nope.
Why?
Because I did not buy bacon.
So if I procure bacon, it's possible that we could have bacon this weekend.
You can have bacon, sure.
What, you're not?
I'm not having bacon.
Well, the boys are here too. They like bacon.
Yeah?
Didn't think of them, did you?
I bought turkey sausage.
Oh, that's fine. All right, that'll work. Some sort of breakfast meat.
Yes,
suffice.
I have breakfast meat. It's just not bacon. Bacon might be a little less often now.
I saw this headline in a news thing, and I can like read things real quick, and it makes me... I don't read them right all the time.
Why am I so not surprised?
I think I'm dyslexic, maybe to some degree, because I'll read things and like I will see a different word completely.
Oh, I do that too.
Okay, so
and
maybe
then
we're
you go back
dyslexic.
And you're like, wait, what? Yeah, what? And you go back and you're like, totally wrong.
Right. So I saw one, and this is an easy one to maybe mess up, but I thought it said best foods to eat for a fat belly, and it clearly said flat. But I'm like, oh, all right. This is right up my alley. I was going to click on it. I'm like, how many of these things am I eating? And it's going to show me. And it was flat belly.
No, oh,
I didn't even click on it.
Uninterested.
Yeah. I wanted to know if I'm doing, to maintain my fat belly status versus a flat belly, which I'll never have. So it doesn't matter. But
oh, my God.
But I do that a lot. I'll read a headline and I'm like, wait, what? Oh, totally different.
Yeah.
Totally wrong word.
That's not just you.
All right, good.
We just move too quickly.
I think it's because our brains are so sharp and so quick to process things that we just look at stuff and we assume that we know what we're talking about based on a glimpse of
right.
it. Yeah. It's because we're brilliant, you and I.
Duh.
Yeah. Everybody knows. If you're listening to this, you already know, but...
That's why they listen.
Heads up.
For our little pieces of wisdom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was funny... I knew this would fail too. It was funny to me though. As I did it, I'm like, God, this is gonna be a fucking fart in church. But I posted on like Facebook and stuff like, hey, if you have any ideas on things you want us to talk about.
Oh yeah,
we got nothing, nothing. Not even somebody could have said poop. Somebody could.
I think we've covered that one already. Though.
I know, but if they want to take a different angle on it, I'd be happy to. It just cracked me up. As I was putting it out there, I'm like, this is going to be terrible. Nobody's going to say anything, and I was right. But that's okay.
You never know. Maybe they're just, want to come up with a good suggestion. They're letting, they're stewing on it, marinating
maybe.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, they...
Come on, guys, get with it.
They don't have to marinate long. It could be, the first thing that comes to your mind, and I'll be happy to talk about it, but yeah, it was a dud.
Yeah, because clearly we don't want to know what's on your mind.
On
We've
mine?
Had enough of that.
It's a really weird place. So, yeah.
We know.
Do you?
We've learned.
Yeah. Well, what have you learned?
That your mind is a really weird place.
Yeah. So, we had a wonderful, was it Tuesday morning? At like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., the fucking Amber Alert.
Oh, that was 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was cool that they waited until 1 o'clock to do that.
Yeah, when the whole world girl was, abducted or gone with that guy, whatever it was, at like
7 p.m.
Five or six, seven. Yeah. Okay, the day before. So we got an Amber Alert, as much of the area did around here at like 1 a.m. And our phones were like,
I was gonna say, man, it's never gotten one of those. It's really annoying.
woke us both up out of a deep sleep, which in and of itself is pretty impressive, you know. So, I mean, if the Amber Alert's got anything going for them, it's that they have the ability to wake people up out of deep sleeps who normally wouldn't wake up for shit.
Mm-mm.
So that was impressive. But
I feel like I might turn that warning off my phone now.
Nah, you probably shouldn't. But
why? If I am in bed, I'm not doing anyone any good anyways.
We didn't know until later in the next day that this girl was taken at like 7 p.m.
Right.
So our assumption was it was more probably pretty close to that 1 a.m.
You would have thought, yeah.
So,
and this is how it all goes down. Middle of the night, all of a sudden we're sleeping and you hear really loud and annoying. I won't pierce your ears with the noise. You and I, in our startled state, you're like, bleh. I reach over, look at my phone, I go, ugh. Just an Amber Alert.
Well, it's really funny because I said to you something like, no, it's just like a test. I was just dreaming about it or something. I'm like, what?
You were like, it's just a test. I'm like,
I was just dreaming about it. It's just a test. I don't know where that came from. Maybe I was dreaming about a test.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, don't worry about it.
No, that would be even worse.
Our assumption was that this girl was abducted closer to that time. And we were like, you know what? If you're going to fucking abduct somebody, fucking do it during regular business hours.
Right?
So when that Amber Alert goes out, it will be when people are awake. Don't be a scumbag and do it.
Right. Yes.
That late, but it turns out we were, as usual, not right. And she'd been taken a little bit early, which leads to the question, why did it take them
that long?
6 hours to send out an Amber Alert, but whatever.
Right. Do you know how far you can make it in 6 hours?
No, they made it like through most of Pennsylvania.
I'm surprised they didn't make it farther.
Yeah, they
like
should
if you
have.
Do that, you just go and go, right?
You know what it was? They stopped. They stopped at all like the scenic things and took pictures, which is not a wise thing to do if you're on the lam.
No, no, absolutely not.
But you know, you gotta try stuff. And like right when you get into Pennsylvania, they stopped and bought fireworks.
Who doesn't?
Like, why? Right? Who doesn't is right, but not when you're on the lam.
Well, you got to do kinds of stuff so you fit in.
You think? Well, I don't know. I think you just want to drive as
them,
far
but,
and as
yeah,
fast
whatever.
As you can. Yeah.
Yeah. Turns but one thing I did learn is that it has to be a confirmed abduction. They have to be able, that's why before the Amber Alert can go out, they have to confirm that the person was actually abducted.
I see.
Not that someone is just quote unquote missing.
And how long does that take? Because.
Well, I guess it depends on the police. I don't know.
It was really crazy because that dude was just released like days before or the week before.
I know.
Like released on his
days.
Own recognizance on rape and sexual assault charges.
Right.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. How do you release this guy?
Well, how fucked are the whoever the judge and the cops, whoever it was that let him go?
Well, I mean, is it them or is it the law? I mean, the judge can only do what's within the limits
know.
Of the law or however
Doesn't
it's
matter.
Written, right?
Either way.
Can't keep him.
Dude's
but
a scumbag.
Either way, it's just, yeah, bad.
It was
super
scumbag,
bad.
Also a throwback to one of our early episodes we found out was originally a name for a used condom. So
thanks for bringing that back.
Hey, if I can do a callback from an earlier episode, I'm gonna.
Okay.
Yeah.
We see that.
Okay.
All right.
What's going on? Is it that time already?
Sure. Why not?
Wow.
Facebook Marketplace post
of your sultry
of the
voice.
Day. That's right, baby. I should have been one of those people that does commercial songs. What do they call them? What's it called?
Musicians?
No, what are the songs and commercials called?
They are generally referred to as jingles.
Jingles, that's what I'm talking about. I should have been writing jingles for a living.
No, maybe you should have like putting on like roof shingles for a living, but not jingles.
Except I'm afraid of heights, so that wouldn't work either.
Maybe you can eat Pringles, I don't know, but
on to the important stuff.
Okay.
Today's Facebook Marketplace post. Yeah. For all of you crafty little bastards out there, you can now get a huge vintage yarn lot. And when I say a yarn lot, this is like a whole room in this person's house that is jam-packed full of yarn and thread.
They show the room?
Several pictures of this, all of this yarn.
Is it like piled really high?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It says huge vintage yarn and thread. It says, it's not a very well-written title, but it says rolls, balls, mostly old and new stock. Now, initially when I found this post, They wanted $1,000.
They wanted a grand for yarn.
But just for you and listeners today, you can have it for $800. That's right. Let me tell you more about this.
Can I ask a question first?
Sure.
Is yarn ever really vintage? Just
sure.
Because it's old, something is old, doesn't mean it's vintage, right? Vintage, usually there's a rarity to it or a uniqueness to it.
Well,
like
like
a vintage stamp or something like that doesn't necessarily mean it's old, but maybe it was one that like was misprinted or was, you know, limited run or something. I think they're just trying to sell you some hoarder's freaking yarn balls.
Maybe.
For
but
money
I mean, I
and
think,
calling them vintage.
I feel like there could be vintage yarn if it's old enough. It probably spun differently than it is today, just like there's
hand-loomed.
Different kind of vintage materials, right?
Maybe.
Either way. Some high points from the Post, because they have like this huge, huge write-up on it, and I'm not going to give you, you know, the whole boring ins and outs of it. But it says, this sale is for everything you see, and they will not separate. So no onesie-twosies.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I was going to go pick out all the blue ones.
Nope.
And make an offer.
All or nothing, baby. It says, lots of unused yarns, lots of giant balls of yarn, every color you can imagine. Anything that was junk, I got rid of. So this is only the good quality stuff, according to these people.
Sure.
Everything is packed and ready to go. There are, let's see, the rest of the yarn and thread are stuffed into 11 contractor bags.
Jesus.
Amongst some other boxes of them also that were in the Post picture. So there you
contractor go. Contractor bags.
Yes.
Which are big enough to hold like
a body.
A room full of drywall and two bodies. I mean, those things are crazy.
Right.
Speaking of which, it's garbage night.
So yeah. You know, if you like to crochet, you like to knit, this might be for you.
Knit one, purl two.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you should, because...
Who's Pearl?
Who's Pearl?
Yeah.
That is Mr. Crab's daughter.
Oh. What does she have to do with this?
She's a whale.
Did she used to crochet?
She is... Oh, shoot. I couldn't remember the Carville whale's name, and we talked about it on here before. Shit. Yelpy, squelchy...
No. What?
Yippee.
No, come on. What is it? That Flunzy. Was the reason that it was brought up. Was it brought up, wasn't it?
Yeah, Archie.
Why did he bring up the Carvel whale? I don't remember.
Fudgy the whale.
There you go.
That was close on Kilpie.
Whew.
All right. Well, we're not going to buy that yarn.
No, I don't crochet or
knit.
Is
that stuff burn well? Would it be good to like start fires with during the summer?
No, man.
Put one of
if
those
that
in
were
there?
The case, we could just go down to Anvet's and grab some sweaters.
Yeah, right.
Chuck them in the fireplace.
Oh, look at this. A nice knit sweater. Yeah. Thank you. I'll take that for a dollar and burn it.
Oh, is this on the clearance rack? Thank you. 50 cents.
Gotta wait till Veterans Day when everything's half off or whatever
it
is.
There was a couple, was it Memorial Day? There were a couple.
Yeah.
There's a couple of days out of the year. The Anvet says half off everything.
And there's like 8 million people in line there.
It's
hard.
So crazy.
It's insane.
It really is. It's like a whole bag full of stuff for like $2.
Yeah. A little bit insane.
What's that?
I said it's a little bit insane.
Oh, well. Okay.
So, yeah. That's that.
All right.
What?
So, in your daily job kind of stuff, you get called for all kinds of stuff, right? Furnaces doesn't work, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
All kinds of stuff. Do you guys ever get like gas leak, or we think we smell gas, anything like that?
Absolutely.
Do you ever, I mean, like, what are the reasons usually? Anything?
What do you mean,
interesting?
What are the reasons?
Yeah, like, that you've encountered. Anything?
I don't think there's any reasons. People smell gas and they call.
Gotcha.
That the reason is they smell gas. That's
right. But when you go there, what do you find?
Maybe they moved something. Maybe they ran into something.
No.
Maybe, something like that.
It's not typically that there's bears living under the house, though, huh?
That happened once, yeah. But they were gummy bears that fell down.
They were gummy bears?
Yeah.
And what, knocked the pipe out of the
wall?
Yeah,
there
what?
Was a lot of them. That Haribo stuff or whatever it's called, those things weigh a lot.
Yeah, well.
Especially when they get old, stale, and hard.
Haribo are the gummy bears, by the way.
Yeah.
But I digress.
So
anyways,
bears living.
This was a home in Tennessee. They had a gas leak. Had some people come out down there. You know, they don't have basements like we have
here. Crawl spaces,
so,
I'm assuming.
You know, yeah, it's the crawl space kind of thing. So, you know, they go to look underneath the house to see, you know, where the gas leak's coming from. And there's a family of bears hibernating
the fuck
under their
out
house.
Of hibernating.
Yeah, they were sleeping.
Oh, my God. So was there actually a gas leak? Did they, like, run into something?
No,
or did,
it
like,
was
bears
the bear. The bears actually had the gas
well,
leak.
Well, maybe they just, like, had a weird smell, and it was, like, just, like, bears.
No, it said that the house actually did have a gas leak.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What did they do?
It doesn't give me very much after that.
Did they have any
porridge? It was a mother and three bears.
Did the bears go in
and
try the
porridge?
And
the bears went to a rescue group.
Try the different beds out, anything like that? Was that the bears that did that, right? Bad news bears. Those are bad news bears.
Why you got to make fun of Goldilocks?
I'm not making fun of it. I'm saying it may have actually happened. And then they got tired and went downstairs and hibernated.
Maybe. What is porridge, anyways?
It's like oatmeal.
But what is it?
It's for poor people.
Why is it for poor people?
Because it's called porridge.
That sounds... I don't want to... Well, it's not racist. What is it? Is it...
It's nothing.
Poverty-ist.
Poverty-ist.
Making fun of people
sure.
in poverty.
You're a poverty-ist. I don't even... Making up shit now.
Yeah, and it's not even good stuff. That was bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
actually,
that was awful.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm glad you brought that up. That would scare the shit out of me, though. Can you imagine looking down there and seeing freaking bears? Not a bear, which would be bad enough.
But mama bear and her cubs.
Yeah, it could be two or three bears, or probably three, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it was three cubs
that
and a mama
three
bear.
Three cubs. Yeah. Oh, whoa. God damn. That's crazy.
I think that's a little bit more crazy than the deer that we just have roaming in our yard.
Yeah.
I'll keep our deer, thank you.
Our deer are fine. Deer, rabbits, squirrels. Got the groundhog.
Got the groundhog.
Which you still can't remember what you called him.
Nope. Maybe this summer I'll remember.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask him when I see him in the yard.
We
like,
had
what
owls
was your name
at
again?
One point. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We got some wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's already started yet. There was a preview of it that I listened to. There's a new podcast coming out. And you know me, I like listening to podcasts.
There's new podcasts coming out all the time.
Yeah.
They're not as cool as us, though.
They're not. This one might be, to me at least. This individual is somebody who's written a book that I have read, and kind of a dubious individual in many regards.
Shooby dooby?
Shooby dooby.
Scooby
dooby. Mooty tooty. I don't know. I couldn't think of any. Doobie Brothers? I don't know. Is that one better? Sammy the Bull Gravano.
Oh, it's a mafia thing.
It's a...
Why did you look at me like that?
Sum it up so crudely, sure.
It's truth. It's a mafia.
Yes, but he's coming out with a podcast where he talks about mafia shit. So Sammy the Bull Gravano,
I'm saying, do you want to give some background, like, who is this
guy? In the
guy?
80s, he was a captain in the Gambino crime family in New York City when, you know, as he rose up in the ranks. But the big thing is that he was part of the group that conspired to kill the boss of the Gambino crime family, Paul Castellano, in December of 1985.
Whoa.
Right. So with that, Sammy the Bull ended up becoming the underboss of the Gambino crime family. When they all got busted by Rudy Giuliani, who is the DA of the Southern District of New York, put together a RICO case against them, which is Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organization Act, basically brought down the family and the leaders of it. Sammy the Bull got busted with John Gotti and the rest of the gang. Sammy the Bull flipped and became a witness.
Ooh,
yeah,
bastard.
He was a rat.
Dirty rat.
But,
not cool, man. Not cool at all.
Went into witness relocation, ended up selling drugs in Arizona, ended up going back
Imagine
to
that.
Jail. He's out of jail, but he's doing a podcast. And I'm very interested. They did a preview of it that I listened to. And like I said, it may be out. It may be coming out in March.
I feel
know.
Like it's just going to be him going, well, you know, I could tell you, but you know, I can't because it's, I just can't.
I don't
but
think
if I
so.
Did, and if I was this guy, and if I was in the situation
maybe.
That this happened. And
but it's coming from an actual dude. Like, he like he pled guilty to killing like 14 people, which he probably killed more if he pled
guilty.
So
he probably should
many.
Still be in jail.
Probably, but that's the way plea deals work, especially when you become a witness.
Bastard.
But I'm very interested in listening to Sammy the Bull's podcast.
He's a murderer.
Was.
No, once you are one, you are always one. Are you? It's not like you can just be erased.
Can't you convert? I mean, you can convert religions. You can go from Catholicism to Judaism to Hinduism to Buddhism to Muslim. I don't know.
So what, you can be a former murderer?
Let me ask you this. What if he went to confession and God forgived him? Forgave him?
Forgived him?
You've been forgived, my son. Thank you. Wait, what? Are you a real priest? No, I'm not.
He's still a murderer.
The real priest went to lunch. He asked me to fill in for him. So yes, you are forgived.
Yes.
I don't know. But it'll be interesting to hear some of the stories.
Sure.
From him.
You're a mob weirdo.
I did. His book was actually the first book that I ever bought.
Yeah?
When I started on that rabbit hole of reading mafia books. All true crime, all actual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
His was the very first book. It was called Underboss.
Mm.
And then I went on to read and own over like 120 books. So if anybody's ever on like Jeopardy or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you have a phone a friend, whatever it is, and it's a mafia question, I'm your guy. Call me. I will help you. I will know the answer.
For a percentage of your winnings.
That's fine. I'll do it for free because I just want to make sure I'm right.
No.
Anyway.
Okay, go away.
We're being invaded by a almost 13-year-old senile goofy dog.
Leave him alone. He's a little anxious.
Things
bother him. He needs his mama. Why you gotta mock me?
I'm not.
Why you gotta make fun of him? Oh, boy. Anyways.
What?
So what else?
We eat a lot of these in this house.
What?
We eat a lot of these in this house. You want to guess what it is?
Bananas?
Nope. Less healthy.
Pizza?
Equally less healthy.
Then I don't know.
Come on, we eat a lot of these.
We don't eat that much bad... Oreos.
Ah, you're close. Okay, fine. It's Doritos.
Oh!
Yeah, there's a lot of Doritos that get consumed in this household.
It's true.
But I found out that Doritos originally created, do you know why?
Because they're delicious?
That's the result of this, not the cause.
There
was a restaurant called Casa de Fritos. Not Frito to Chip or anything, it just happened to be Casa de Fritos.
Okay.
And I think it was near or in Disneyland, which is what, California, the one, right? They were created because there was in Disneyland, there was a large number of unused tortillas. So they repurposed these stale tortillas by either drying them or frying, whatever they do, and adding flavoring to them. And those were the original Doritos.
Really?
Yes. I saw this headline and then I Googled it and found multiple stories that corroborated this.
Really?
So this is true. Yes. Unused tortillas from
Disneyland.
So they were
stale tortillas.
Yeah. They were ones that they couldn't use for whatever they're going to, gorditas or taquitos or burritos, whatever they're going to use tortillas for. These were stale. And so they were cut up and prepared with spices and became Doritos.
I see.
That's how it all started. All
right. So it doesn't matter. They're still incredibly delicious.
Yes, they are.
And they're terrible for you, but man.
Yeah, they're very good.
You just got to eat them. That's just how it is. Oh, did you see, and this would probably interest you because you said that, you were a member of Parler. Remember Parler was taken down?
Yeah, I do have a Parler account, yes.
Yeah, because they're coming back. If they're not back online
now.
Oh,
are they really?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen that. I should go look on the app and see if they're back.
Yeah, see if they're back. I think they are.
I can check while we're here.
Unless they aren't on Android, maybe again. I don't know. Maybe they're only on cool people's phones.
Well, maybe. Yep. Oh, there you go.
There
Parler's
you go.
Back, baby.
So free speech has been resurrected.
I can't imagine that will ever be free speech again. If they ran into an issue where... When Amazon Web Services, who hosts their site, or their platform.
Not anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, okay. So maybe it will be more free speech.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, they are, yeah, standing by the free speech.
Good. All right, awesome. Way to go, Parler.
Yeah, I only caught part of it. There was an interview with the CEO, I think it might have been.
Jack Parler? Tattoo Parler?
Yes, ice cream parlor.
Parler is a pretty underused word. That used to be used way more.
That's, I was going to say, it's like a vintage word.
Yeah, like the yarn. Yeah. Oh, whoa. All right.
Yeah. People like, don't have parlors anymore.
I have a feeling some of your brothers wore members only jackets into some parlors.
Maybe. What was a parlor really? Was it like the sitting room that no one was allowed to go in?
In a house, I
unless
think it was.
Yeah. Unless you were a guest.
It's like a fancy place. Yeah. The parlor was the fancy room for
that had plastic
social
on
gatherings
the,
or
yeah,
something, right?
The couches,
but not everyday use,
right? Which I don't subscribe to.
Well, we don't have a room like that, so
I would never. I would never have a room in my house that people are not allowed to use. What's the point?
All right.
I just don't get it.
I do have a celebrity death update.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Do you have bumper music for this?
I don't yet. I'm a busy man.
But I got to come up with some good death music for you.
Rush Limbaugh is dead.
Truth.
Yeah.
The lung CA finally got him.
Yeah. Been dying for a while.
If he's lying, he's dying.
He must have been lying. I don't know. But he's no
know,
longer
very
of this earth.
What's interesting, though, is if you've read any of the posts that people have come out, you know, rest in peace, you know, you. People die, you know, mm-hmm. they come out. But some of them are very eloquently written. The I more or less saying, I don't agree with him, and he was kind of a jerk, but rest mm-hmm. in peace.
Which is fine, because yeah. part of what I had notes on is there are a million, maybe more than a million, and if you're one of them and you're listening, I'm sorry, but you're a fucking asshole if you're celebrating anybody's death.
Oh, God,
there's a
no.
lot of people
yeah.
going, oh, thank God he's dead. He's been spewing hate and stuff for decades and blah, blah. Fuck yourself if you are one
Whoa.
Of those people. Yes.
Whoa.
Because
that's harsh.
Here's what my first thought was, and I was going to realize it would take too much of my time, and I just don't care that much. I was going to copy every single hateful thing I saw about Rush Limbaugh dying,
mm-hmm.
save it, and then when some liberal asshole dies,
oh,
like gotcha. Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or whoever, use right. those exact same words on them.
Well, yeah. I mean, it goes both ways.
No, it doesn't go both ways. It's fucking
but
stupid.
It
if you're
is.
One of those
I mean,
people, you're a dick.
Yeah.
Somebody died. I don't care if you like their politics or not. Who cares?
Right.
Don't celebrate anybody's death.
Well, unless it was, you know, Saddam Hussein or Adolf Hitler.
Well, I don't think Saddam Hussein's sons were celebrating his death now, were they? I think they might have already been dead.
You don't know they weren't celebrating his
nah,
death.
I think they're all alive, actually. Here's a conspiracy for you. The Hussein family is still running strong. They actually are big in Yemen now. So they are running Yemen.
He probably had more sons than anyone could ever keep track of.
What are you saying? He got around? He messed around? He banged a lot of chicks?
Probably.
Hmm.
He was a powerful guy in that realm.
Sure.
And women have no rights.
Yeah.
So.
Be like, women be like, I'm not going to do this. I have rights. And be like, well, give me one day and I will change the law and you will
no
longer
no,
have that right.
No, you don't have rights.
Yeah. I'll be back here tomorrow. You won't have those rights. Trust me.
You have nothing.
You got nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we should probably wrap this thing up.
And put a bow on it?
Let's put a bow on it.
All
right. Put a pin in it. Let's put a bow on it. Let's put it
Bo
to bed.
Bo Derek?
Bo De- Ooh.
Bo and Luke Duke?
Ooh, bovine?
Hmm.
No? All right. Well, if Hades keeps looking, I'm going to kill him. So we probably should end this now before
well,
I'm arrested for killing a dog while recording a podcast.
Bad idea, man.
Well, it's going to happen soon. So
no,
let's
not.
End this. All right. We're done.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too, Dummy.
Oh my God, you gotta stop saying that. It's so mean. Bye.
Speak from the heart.
Speak from the heart.